Now here's wireless.
Over.
I read you, Dan. Do you read me?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing.
Roger.
We are on the wireless. Thank you, Big Strong.
Roger Wicker, over and out.
We are on the wireless, and we're walking the halls of Cumulus. Cumulus Radio, home of, what would you say, Donovan? A dozen stations?
Like six. Seven.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. We're going to go somewhere and find out where. Or find out exactly how many stations we have, because we are... So we walked past KSCS, the object of Donovan and Corby's obsession.
Cumulus Station.
We've walked past the new Cumulus Cafe, where it's so great. You can go in there and buy something with your thumbprint, right?
Yeah,
have you done that?
Yeah, of course I have. Lots of chips, snacks.
The man knows exactly what you're buying now. That's what this is all about. This is so the man can spy on you and see how often you take breaks and whatnot. And now we are walking into the very sterile, quiet environment known as the ticket sales area. Actually, this is the sales area for all of the many, many stations. And let me just randomly go to some desk. Oh, here's one. Shelly happens to be working at the ticket sales area. Shelly lives over in my area. In that Colleyville, Grapevine area. And Shelly she sold a show for us last week, which was very, very rare. Shelly, how you doing?
This is not good.
What are you wearing today? This is Shelly, ready for your sales calls at any point, correct? You're ready to...
972-708-4245.
Wow. I've been trying for years to get that number. Shelly, how many stations does Cumulus house?
Seven stations.
Seven.
Reaching 3.7 million listeners.
Yeah. Name them.
KSCS, The Wolf, 93.3, WBAP, The Ticket, and ESPN.
And KLIF.
AM, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. It was like Antonio Cromartie naming his kids. You just missed one. That was good.
Sometimes I miss my own kids, and I only have three.
And who do you generally sell for?
My primary is KSCS.
KSCS?
But I love you guys.
Okay, and so you have kids. Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. So we were here to sing Christmas carols. We're trying to bring a little Christmas spirit to this,
sterile
how the company.
Environment, Shelly. It's a sterile environment. We want to spice it up a little bit.
Very obvious.
Do you think this is an oddity? Does this happen every day over here? Look, Shelly's... All right, I'll take the call. Hold on. Cumulus, Shelly's desk. Hello? Oh, okay. Well, hold on a second. Hold on just a second, please. All right, here. He wants to advertise. He really does. He started telling me about, his company.
I told him to hang on.
All right, so, yeah, we want to sing you some Christmas carols. Can we do so? Would you mind?
Sure.
Yeah, ask the guy to hold on.
They hung up.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
And especially, I'm sure that you have investments through and through, right? You're all set up.
Okay.
The older we get, the more wise we are, the more savvy we are as far as saving. Well, hopefully you have invested in something local. Maybe, I don't know. Cumulus.
Yeah, Cumulus went public, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It's very successful.
Yeah, I think you can get a real bargain right now.
Well, just in case you did invest in Cumulus, we just wanted to sing a song about it to you. All right?
All right, here. We'll give you a little music accompaniment for a sec.
Cumulus's stock price is at zero. For all those who invested in this mess, you might think you made a good investment. If so, then you think humbled equals blessed. Next time you invest in something sketchy, tell that greedy stockbroker you pass. Cause just like all those workers down at Enron, you just took a shot right in the ass.
The ass. The ass.
Woo! Wait,
that was good, Shelly.
All right, Merry Christmas, Shelly.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Call Shelly. Call back a guy who wanted to advertise and ask for Shelly. Ask for Shelly. So we're walking through the Cumulus sales area. Oh, my gosh. Randomly, we walk by Carlene's desk. What are you doing, Carlene?
Hi, Carlene.
You may recognize Carlene's copywriting skills from the A1 Locksmith account, or perhaps Tackle, right?
A1 Locksmith, Tackle. Let's go with Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Yeah.
Now all your other advertisers will be mad you didn't mention them.
Well, I have the best advertisers on the station. So if you advertise it with me, you are the best company in Dallas. I only work with the best.
Well, it's funny that you mention that because you do such a great job. Now, you do have a boss, do you not? Who is your boss in this office?
Which one?
Maybe a sales manager of some sort.
Director of sales.
Who would that be?
Alec Drake.
Oh, Alec Drake. It's funny you mentioned Alec Drake.
Yeah, we actually have a song about Alec.
Yes, we do. And this is your boss, and so maybe you can relay the information that we're giving you about him. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Got to have a little music.
Joy to the Drake. He's Alec Drake. His beard is super fake. Let every sales rep get called into his office and listen to his crap. And listen to his crap. And listen to his crap. Joy to the Drake. He's Alec Drake. He makes you want to sleep. You might need some coffee or herbal ecstasy or Monster Energy or Monster Energy to listen to him speak.
Yay, Carlene!
Alec Drake.
Hey, you want a phone number?
Yeah, I do want your phone number.
Let's go. 214-520-4323. 214-520-4323. Let's see if it rings.
Okay.
4323. All right. Let's go.
I'm writing that down.
All right, call Carlene if you would like to advertise. Thanks, Carlene.
You know who I see over here, Dan? I can't believe it, but I see our old friend Lindsay.
Lindsay? All right, we're walking by. This is a little quieter zone over here. Let's be cool here. And we're walking by. What office is this? What do you guys do over here? What is exactly going on in this office right now today?
We schedule commercials.
Schedule the commercials.
Right.
So if we go a little late to break and get it out of the day part, that's a...
Yeah, that's a no-no.
That's a bad bit.
Yeah, you will not get any presents for Christmas.
We will get a memo, though.
You will.
Yeah,
from Alec Drake.
All right, well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I don't want to offend you if you don't celebrate Christmas. Although nowadays you're allowed to, right? Who cares?
Yeah,
it's Christmas.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a Trump America. And speaking of a Trump America, one of Trump's leading... it is Lindsay, ladies and gentlemen. Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing clothes. I'm wearing a dress today.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Boy, look how sharp you look, too. Do you have a big meeting today, Linz?
No, but it's my girl's birthday.
Oh, that's right. And guess what? I have a gift for your girls, too. But this is not it.
Okay.
This is not it. Now, speaking of your girls... we just did our benefits for the year, and happy benefit day. I hope everybody had a good one here at Cumulus. You went through the process on your computer, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Did you find anything, untoward or awkward about it? Was it okay? Everything was good?
I think it was the same old pretty bad insurance.
Oh, insurance! Yeah, insurance! I cannot believe you just mentioned insurance.
We actually have a song about that.
Yes, we do. Are you ready, Lindsay?
Do you want to hear it?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
Insurance, insurance, I don't understand. Premiums, deductibles sound like such a scam. Insurance, insurance, I need to make a claim. How much does it cost me when I'm eaten up with AIDS? Dashing down the road, heading to the dock. I've got a case of syphilis that's dripping down my... Oh, insurance, insurance, I don't understand. Premiums, deductibles, sound like such a scam. Insurance, insurance, I need to make a claim. How much does it cost me when I'm eating up with Ace?
Merry Christmas, Lindsay! Merry Christmas!
You like the AIDS line?
That was a beautiful tune.
Did you see nobody clap when we had that last line? Everybody laid out.
All right, we'll do the Alex Drake one again. Thanks, Lindsay. You want to give out your number or no? What's your email?
You'll find me.
Okay.
Find me if you want to find me.
There you go.
There's confidence. She doesn't need to give out her number.
Hi, guys.
She knows.
A lot of fun. Thank you, Cumulus Sales.
Yes, we now, man.
The coldest response I've ever received.
Let's go see Phyllis. What's she doing over there? Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, a voice that you've heard on birthdays many times before. It is Michelle 3000.
Hi, Michelle. Hello. How are you? Excellent, caroling.
What do you think about the Mavs' current record?
It could use some improvement.
Prediction for the season?
I don't know. We'll win at least 20 games.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. All right, well, happy Christmas, or, you know.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, all right, Hanukkah. Here's Pan. Pam? Pan? How do you spell your name, Pan?
I don't know how to spell my name.
All right, there's an N, right?
Yes, there is an N, okay. If you say so.
Oh. All right.
Hey,
why?
Pam. Well, why did she say my name right after saying that? I don't understand.
That's right, she looked right at you. That was weird.
Stand.
All right, well, we are leaving, Jer. We are heading back to the studio. We are walking away from the cold, cold, dark, soulless place that is ticket sales.
Walk towards the light, Dan.
Where's Alec?
Right there.
Should we go talk to Alec? What did you say, Jer?
You're fine.
Okay. You don't care what we do?
I told you to walk towards the light, but since you found something, go ahead and do that.
Hey, there's Alec, but hey,
Alec,
what are you
Drake.
Doing? How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Who are you? What are you doing? Do you work?
You know, it was that easy to get numbers.
Who do you sell for?
I sell for the new Hot 93.3 and KSES 96.3.
Do they have Weenie in the Butt in the morning? Who's their morning show?
Their morning show is Cotty K and Brett Mega in the mornings.
All right. Are they doing all right?
They're doing fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, good to meet you. So, you like coffee? Good. We have something in common. I love drinking coffee. Where'd Corby go?
He's here in the studio.
I ran back to do fake Michelle 3000, but you were already done by the time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I saw you clutching your bottom running towards the bathroom.
No, it's okay.
Speaking of clutching their bottom, let's go in here. This is the office of Alec Drake, Director of Sales.
Alec Drake.
For all of these stations, right? Every station? Hey, Alec, how are you doing? Did you enjoy our song?
I loved your song. I
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Leave it to going into Alec Drake's office for cutting off everything.
Oh, we're...
He's
okay,
even powered down the microphones.
We got to walk back over here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. There's something about being in Alec's office... Oh, okay. You want me to just get out of here? Okay. All right, here we go. All right, we've just randomly stopped by another desk. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Megan Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. You don't even have a name tag or any pictures up here. What's the deal?
This is only my third day.
Your third day.
White Mexican.
I am Donovan Lewis.
Hi, Donovan Lewis.
So very nice to meet you. You seem to have that seems to be a wedding ring. That's a tiny little stone there. What do you got then?
My hands are small. It's supposed to make it look bigger.
Ask her if she goes to Diamonds Direct.
Do you go to Diamonds Direct? Just say yes.
Sure.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, you can't ask that, Corby. It's a terrible question.
Sorry.
So who do you sell for? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm selling for ESPN, WBAP, and Kelly F.
Have fun with that.
Well, good luck with that, I guess. So, all right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Why am I a jerk? Okay. Oh, is she? She's closing the door. Okay. All right. Well, let's head out. Hi, Phyllis. we got to get out of here now because we're late for break. And that's it, Corby, from the Cumulus sales area. Oh, hey, did we get to talk to Shelly yet? Should we go talk to?
I don't remember.
Okay, Corby, back to you in the studio from Cumulus Sales.
All right, there you go.
Thanks for writing those songs.
There goes the holiday carolers down in sales. Dan and Jake and Donovan and myself.